the brain loves habits, but it loves the habits it has already. It really doesn't like you changing habits. So when you try to change a habit, your brain sets up a fair amount of resistance.
Welcome back to Learning Life with John Toda. Our guest today is Eileen Pease, the founder and president of Dynamic Learning, where she helps individuals increase productivity and enhance their working environment. And particularly with the challenges everyone is facing nowadays, I thought Eileen could teach us how to maximize our brain power to increase our resilience during these times. Eileen's been doing this for over 30 years and is a certified human resources professional with her master's in education. She's also authored the book, Get More Power from Your Brain, and is focused on helping people understand how they deplete their brain throughout the workday and ways we can all re-energize our brains to enhance performance. So let's get into it. Eileen, welcome to Learning Life.
Thank you, John. Glad to be here.
And now tell us a little bit about, just for everyone to understand, kind of the science behind all of this, because I know obviously that's an interesting aspect of it to you. Just for people who don't understand the brain, I know you mentioned a little bit this to me beforehand. Can you just tell us a little bit about that so our audience understands?
So I think we need to think about the fact we have, I call it the automatic brain. This is the one at the end of your spine in your brainstem. It's the very earliest part of the brain. And that's what keeps us breathing and digesting and keeps the blood flowing and the heart going and so on. So we have very little power over how that works. Fortunately, we don't have to. And then another part sort of related to that is our subconscious, which is huge and very powerful and remembers pretty well everything that we paid attention to. And most importantly, this automatic brain is very much looking out for threats. Its biggest role, I suppose, is to keep us alive. So you've probably heard about the fight or flight response. We also have a tribal, I want to be friends response. I want to keep in with my tribe. And if we don't understand how our thinking can sometimes basically frighten our automatic brain. So the other part of the brain I call the executive brain. Sometimes it's called the prefrontal cortex. It's the part of the brain that's immediately behind your forehead. And this is the part of the brain that we make decisions, this is the part of the brain you're paid to use when you're working. And we tend to think that our thinking is very sensible. After all, we're intelligent people. But actually, quite often we think irrationally. And when we do that, we sometimes cause our automatic brain to get quite angry or quite fearful. So, for example, as we are coming out of this amazing coronavirus, hopefully we're coming out of it, I'm sure you've had lots of times where you have thought that other people aren't behaving properly or not. You may have thought they should or they must or he should or he shouldn't. And because we say that to ourselves, it's kind of a black or white, they must, they mustn't, then that causes us to get quite angry or quite anxious because, in fact, it's quite unrealistic. Do people actually do what you think they should do? Well, sometimes, but quite often they don't. At least they don't do it the way we think they should do it. So it's unrealistic to believe and to tell yourself that they should and they must when in fact they're not going to. So it's more sensible to say something like, I would prefer that he does whatever. An example I use sometimes is a teenager keeping his or her room tidy. Parent would usually prefer that the teenager keep it tidy, at least, you know, reasonably tidy. Whereas the teenager tends to think, well, it's my room or I'm old enough now to look after it myself. And it can lead to a lot of upset. But admitting to yourself you'd prefer the teenager clean up their room, but you recognize that the battle to get them to do it is really not worthwhile. If we can just agree to close the door.